Previously on Algoa FM.
All eyes today on Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana as he delivers his medium-term budget policy statement. What are we looking out for? First, are we going to see a new approach from the collective that we've come to know as the Government of National Unity? And from that starting point, we're going to be looking for a commitment to control debt and expedite reforms to fire up the economy. As we know, commitments are easy. Delivery is where it's always gone wrong in the past. But the rand is well up, local currency bonds are outpacing their peers in an emerging market index fund, and the JSE has gone to a series of record highs in the past few months. It's also 7 months since the last bout of load shedding. So the stage is set. But as Bloomberg comments, private investors are going to want to see government take real action, such as fixing Transnet and boosting local government capacity before committing major funds. Going back to the markets for a moment, shares in ShopRite were up more than 5% in trade yesterday as the retailer issued a first quarter update that showed group sales up 10.4%. Its South African supermarkets division, which includes ShopRite, Checkers and Usave, was up 11.4%, slightly lower than the first quarter last year. ShopRite also opened a total of 68 new stores during the first quarter on a net basis, giving it a total of 3,031 stores at the end of June. ShopRite closed up 5.3%. One share which went the other way, Remgro, down 4.7% on the decision by the Competition Commission to block Vodacom's bid to acquire a 30% stake in Maziv. Maziv, owned by Remgro, controls fibre providers Vumatel and Dark Fibre Africa, but the deal had been opposed as anti-competitive by a number of other fibre players. Both Vodacom and Remgro say they'll study the Commission's decision before taking a decision on whether to appeal. On the broader markets, both the JSE All-Share and Top 40 closed down just over a third of a percent last evening. London's FTSE down 0.8%. In New York, the Dow down a third of a percent, but the S&P 500 up 0.2%, the Nasdaq up 0.8%. The Nasdaq at a fresh record closing high. Tokyo this morning up 1.3%, Hong Kong down 1.2%, Sydney down 0.7%. US dollar still 108 to the euro, the rand at 17.70 to the dollar, 19.15 to the euro, 23.01 to sterling. Gold just beneath another record high, 2,778. Platinum, 1,047. Bitcoin just over 72,250. And Brent crude oil just under $71.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.